Hey there, Mike Stelzner. Before we start today's episode, I got a message for you. You listen to this podcast because you love to learn. Did you know that when you join the Social Media Marketing Society, you learn advanced marketing strategies that work? This means you get training when you want, and you can connect with other marketers via our online meetups that happen every month and our exclusive community, which is not on Facebook. This is our premier membership brought to you by your friends at Social Media Examiner. Go to smmarketingsociety.com and join today.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore saying goodbye to IGTV, saying hello to Instagram desktop, shopping, and a lot more with Natasha Samuel. If you want to understand how to benefit from these Instagram changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner, and this is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. Hey, quick question for you. Want to meet me in person in San Diego? Hang out with me and lots of other marketing professionals just like you at our 9th annual Social Media Marketing World, where thousands of people come to San Diego and experience incredible content and incredible networking in a safe and really, really cool place. San Diego's calling. Will you join me? Head on over to socialmediamarketing.world and grab your ticket today. Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say, quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com. And now for this week's expert guest, who will also be at Social Media Marketing World. Natasha Samuel is an Instagram expert and host of the Shine Online podcast. She has a number of Instagram-focused courses. She's a regular on this show, and one of her courses is the 30-Day Reels Challenge. Welcome back, Natasha, to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
So we've got a lot to talk about. First of all, desktop changes. So what's the scoop? Because I think a lot of marketers are going to be excited about some of these changes coming to desktop from Instagram.
Yes. So Instagram has proactively been working on making it easier to post, create, engage, and consume content on desktop because our phones are pretty tiny. So they now allow you to schedule photos and videos using the app. So you can post directly using Instagram on your desktop. You don't need to have your phone, which is going to make it a lot easier to write content. If you already have graphics or photos on your computer, it'll be easier all around.
So what has changed? Because I feel like there was some desktop functionality that's been there for a while. What is new this time that we couldn't do before?
Yes. So to create a lot of different types of content, you used to usually have to use Creator Studio, which is through Facebook. It has a lot of great functionalities and definitely is still really robust. But to just go to Instagram.com and post content, it was really tricky. And a lot of things, like even answering DMs, was really tricky, you know, as of recently. So they're really just making it easier to do it directly from Instagram on the desktop without having to go through Facebook to post content.
Does this mean we can do stories and reels also from the desktop?
I haven't seen that yet. They said videos and photos, so they're primarily focusing on the feed as of now.
Can you imagine a day where we will be able to maybe edit on our desktop a reel or a story and just upload it right into Instagram? Do you think that's coming?
Definitely. I think it's possible. I mean, they have it within Facebook and there's so many of those functionalities that you can do just within Facebook.com. So I can imagine that it's going to roll out to Instagram soon.
Okay. Another big kind of shocker that happened since the last time you've been on the show is they've decided to sunset IGTV. So for those that don't know, IGTV has been historically anything longer than 60 seconds, right? I think up to 10 minutes.
Yes.
And is it gone already?
Yes.
It is gone. Okay. So first of all, wow. Like, that's kind of a big deal because I remember I think it was only 2 to 3 years ago when they announced the darn thing and they made a big fanfare over it. So why did they eliminate it and what is the replacement for it?
Yes. So IGTV is no longer and they are replacing it with Instagram Video. So that is the name of this new surface on Instagram. And essentially it actually works and operates very similarly to IGTV. You can still have series. It has its own little tab on your profile, but now it's a video icon versus an IGTV icon. The video length is the same, so it can actually go up to 60 minutes of video content using Instagram Video. But now there's some other functionalities, like you can filter content when you are uploading it within Instagram Video. And you also can trim and do some really quick edits when you are uploading it within the actual app. And along with Instagram Video, this is also including video that is shared just to the feed. So if you go to your little Instagram Video tab, it will not only include what formerly was IGTV long form content, but it'll also include if you just shared a static video to your actual feed, like just a video, it'll also show up there as well.
Okay, I have a bazillion clarifying questions. So first of all, any video that is not a reel presumably is going to go into this category. Is that correct?
Yes.
No matter how long it is?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So what happens to our old reel content? Is it still there? Has it been moved? What's going on there?
Yeah. So Reels still has its own tab and everything that used to be on IGTV is now under Instagram Video, but now it has some new friends, like all your video content that was on your feed. So it's kind of meshing the two to make it hopefully a little bit easier for people to decide on, okay, am I making short form video or am I making a different type of video content and then kind of moving forward from there.
Okay. Another question is, one of the secret sauces to Reels was the ability to have a link in there if you didn't have 10,000 followers. Is that no longer valid? Do you understand what I mean? Like you could have a hot clickable link in there?
Yes. So that is no longer valid. And just overall, the interface just looks a little bit different. Mm. It kind of looks more like a TikTok and a Reel. It's a little bit more full screen. So that's kind of how it looks when you tap an Instagram Video.
Okay. So it's up to 60 minutes. I mean, that's longer than it was before, right? Wasn't it only like 10 minutes?
Yes. So you could do 60 minutes if you were uploading within desktop, but 10 to 15 on the actual mobile app.
Is the form factor vertical versus horizontal, or is that all kind of, it doesn't really matter? You remember how IGTV used to be vertical?
It seems like they're pushing it to be vertical, but obviously if you're posting a video to your feed, it is square or portrait. So it's actually kind of a mixture of landscapes.
Are you seeing anybody do anything creative with this, or are people freaking out? Like, what's the vibe on the street with this?
I think a lot of people are kind of indifferent because it feels like this is kind of made the most sense. I think Instagram Video, like posting a video to your feed, has kind of been neglected. And then I think also posting to IGTV has never really taken off. So to kind of combine all the miscellaneous video types into one platform, I think makes it a lot easier for people to decide where they're posting their video content. And overall, the experience doesn't feel that different. I know what a lot of people were concerned about is we were all really excited that we could share our live replays to IGTV. And we were wondering, can we still do that? Yes, you can. So instead of saying post to IGTV after you go live, you can post it directly to Instagram Video. So a lot of it feels very similar.
That's cool. So it just kind of feels like a rebrand then, really, right?
Pretty much. I think they're just like, we've thrown in the towel. IGTV just isn't working. So let's just condense it all into Instagram Video, which is easy for everyone to understand.
All right. Well, speaking of video, let's talk about live video. There is some new features on live video. I understand you can schedule and practice. These were not available before. Is that correct? You just had to go live in the past?
Yeah, exactly. And you could kind of get creative by using the countdown sticker on your stories to promote lives. But now you can schedule an event as a live stream. So you can choose a time and a date. You can choose the title and you can actually distribute it on Instagram in different places. So you can share it as its own little reminder sticker as an event on your stories and people can tap it to be reminded. They can get all the event information, but you can also do the exact same thing on the feed. So So right after you create a scheduled event, you can promote it in a feed post. So I whipped up a really quick graphic kind of with the title, a photo, made it really branded. And when you're actually sharing it, it will then link the scheduled event in your actual post. So it'll kind of show up on the bottom, kind of like we're familiar with. If you see it on Reels or formerly IGTV, like Watch More. So it has kind of a reminder of the event. So you can be reminded if it's upcoming. But after you've actually done the stream, it actually will just have you go directly to the replay if you've posted to Instagram video. So really easy to use, really handy, and I'm loving it so far.
Elizabeth from the live stream is asking, can you go live from the desktop? Do you know if that's a function yet?
No, that's still not a functionality. You can view lives, but you cannot go live.
Okay, so last week on the show, we talked about live audio rooms, which is kind of like Facebook's answer to Clubhouse. It felt very cool. You can schedule these live rooms. I can imagine a day where you're going to be able to do live audio rooms on Instagram, can't you? Since you can schedule the thing now, I would imagine someday they're going to say, is it going to be audio or video? And it's probably going to be that simple. What do you think?
I think it's possible, but I think the only reason why Instagram wouldn't is because Instagram is just known for being very visual. Compared to Facebook, Twitter, you can just post text if you want. But on Instagram, you have to have a photo, a graphic, a video. So I think it would be interesting to see where you would post the audio. Like, would it come with a photo or graphic attached to it? But definitely possible. And it feels like definitely they're being inspired by Clubhouse.
Well, the good news is if it does come to Instagram, it allows you to bring multiple people from the audience up, a lot more than just four. You know what I mean? They don't have to be on camera. So I could see it being super interactive. And one of the persons who's here, Molecule Marketing, says they have to hold out for something new for next year. So I'm sure it's going to come. But are you excited about the live thing, the fact that you can schedule it?
Absolutely. Yes. I always found strategically that scheduling lives, telling people they can be notified and really put it on their calendar, increases the likeliness that they're going to show up. So I think it's a really great way to keep business owners accountable for going live, which I think is something that can kind of be neglected. And it's not something that is often best when done randomly or unscheduled.
What's this practice mode all about? How does that work? And what do people need to know about that?
Yes. So when you go live, you now have the option to either go live publicly, it'll notify everyone, you know, it'll be in front of your whole entire audience, or you can now just practice by yourself. So you'll go live in a private room and you'll basically be able to play around with all the functionality, which I know is something that can be really intimidating for a lot of people. And you can actually have people join you. So if you maybe want to practice with a guest that hasn't gone live before, you can kind of do a test run. And then when you're ready to go, you can publicly do it for everyone. So it actually kind of reminds me of the Clubhouse feature of how you can have like your own little side rooms.
Yeah.
But I think this is great because a lot of people don't go live because they don't know what buttons and functionalities, like how do you do it? So it kind of takes the scariness factor away from it for sure.
Very cool. Okay. Instagram has launched dedicated shops tab globally. Do you know anybody who has a shop? And I'm just curious, like, I don't have any experience with this. Have you shopped within a shop? Like, I think this is just in time for the holidays, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this.
Absolutely. So I know a little while ago they rolled out having that little shops tab in your navigation to make it just easier to shop. So now that it's accessible to everyone, I think it'll allow shops to reach a global audience and more people, especially in time for the holidays, as you mentioned. So essentially what it'll do, if you go to the shops tab, it'll generate different shops, which are essentially, you know, accounts on Instagram that have products. So it'll generate all of those for you. So you can tap around, you'll see those, but it also will start to kind of recommend and put new shops out for you. So it's a great way to discover brands, but it's also a great way to maybe take the brands that you're engaged with, maybe you haven't shopped with, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a reminder there.
Well, and the benefit for any marketer listening who's, you know, maybe not in the United States, get your products, if you're an e-commerce company, up in a shop, because maybe that will allow you to get some more business coming in, you know, especially at this time of the year when everybody's shopping.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are getting a lot more used to, instead of going to the link in the bio, they go directly to the post or the guide that has the product tag. So I think it just makes it a lot easier for people to shop.
Okay. Swipe Up is now gone. Is that correct? And in its place is what, and who has it, and have you tried it, and talk to me about it.
Yes. Absolutely. So Swipe Up is no more, and they now have a link sticker. So we're all familiar with stickers. So it's pretty easy to use. You now select the link sticker, you add in the URL that you'd like to share. And when people tap it, they will be taken directly to the link. And the reason why they did this, because a lot of people are like, well, Swipe Up was totally fine. Why are they changing things? But if you were to go on an Instagram story and you wanted to swipe up to follow that link, you wouldn't be able to reply to that story and ask questions, get to know the product a little bit more, which is really important if you are offering a service, a product, and that's really what link you're recommending. So that's kind of how the functionality works. And they've rolled it out to people that previously had Swipe Up. So if you were a verified account or had over 10,000 followers, they've been testing the opportunity to roll it out to all users. I know they were kind of making sure that people weren't using it for spammy reasons. So they're definitely still testing it. So if you have it and you don't have 10,000 followers, you're probably one of the very lucky test accounts.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do have it, but I previously had Swipe Up.
So any tips on where to place the call to action button?
Yes.
Yeah, talk to us.
Yes. So you want to make sure it's as in center of the screen as possible. So you don't want it too high, too low, or too off to the sides, because that's where people might be navigating, replying to your story, tapping other buttons. So you want to keep it centered in your story. You want to make sure it's not too small. And fun little hack that a lot of people have been doing, if you don't like how the preview link looks, is adding a layer of text over top with kind of a call to action. So I've been saying, like, tap here for this resource, this link to apply, and you can just place it right over your link sticker, and it kind of makes it a little bit more branded. So a lot of influencers, if you're sharing maybe an affiliate link and you don't want to share the ugly URL, that's kind of where you'd use it.
Okay, so just to be crystal clear on this tip that you're saying, is the link sticker shows the URL in it?
Yes, it shows a preview. So of course, if you're using an affiliate link, a bit.ly link, it might not be very pretty.
So you can layer a graphic over the top of it?
Yes.
And it might just say click here or something like
that? Yes, exactly. And you can just use text for that. So that's kind of just a little handy knack that I've seen a lot of people using that has that feature.
Very, very interesting. I thought it maybe just had some built-in call to actions like click and then the link was hidden, but that's not how it works at all, huh?
No, it just shows the link. So make sure you're adding text around it, giving context so people actually will follow it.
Very cool. All right. Google is working on making sure that your Instagram post could potentially show up in search. Curious what your thoughts are on that.
I think it's a great opportunity to make sure the Instagram content that you're creating is more searchable. I know that's been a big effort of Instagram, and I think we've kind of already talked about them making it more desktop friendly. So I think it totally makes sense that you could find a reel, a feed post that could be for what you're searching for, and it could take you right to Instagram.
Facebook has also rolled out something called Instagram Map Search, specifically just in Australia and New Zealand. Any sense of what this... It could be rolling out fast to everywhere else, but what does this do exactly? Do you have any sense of what this actually does?
Yeah, I think it really makes it easier for people if you're in a certain location. Maybe you're traveling, maybe you're a location-dependent business like photography, coffee shop. It'll make it easier for people to discover you based on the actual location that you have in your profile or your content. So it's still not rolled out to the States yet, so I haven't been able to poke around with it, but it definitely seems like a fun possibility.
So what I'm looking at is I'm looking at a map inside of Instagram, and then there's a bunch of little thumbnails on the map representing restaurants.
Yes.
And then I would imagine, if you open up the restaurant, it actually looks like it's showing what time the restaurant is open.
It'll give some contact information, the location. So yeah, it just makes it a lot easier for people that have a location dependent business to get discovered by new people, which is really handy because a lot of times when people are traveling, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this because I think it could help a lot of local businesses maybe, quote unquote, get on the map, or at least the ones that are on the map, right? Because think about all the ones that aren't on the map, right?
Yes.
And think about all the people that are using Instagram, especially people that are like maybe looking for a place to hang out or looking for something fun to do. Boom, they click on it and up comes opportunity, which is we all want opportunity. Okay, the last thing that's kind of intriguing is that Instagram is doing kind of like its own QVC. My understanding of this is they are partnering with a bunch of really well-known brands and they are essentially going live And I want you guys to think about what this can make possible if eventually we can all do this. But they're going live kind of like basically entertainment, right? Where they're showing off products and offering special discounts like literally every day on Instagram. And you can click and they're partnering with Walmart and they're partnering with Ulta and some other brands to kind of move merchandise. And I was telling Natasha before we went live that this is a really big trend in China. I can't remember the name of the company, but there is a massive entity in China that makes enormous amounts of money. I was reading an article earlier today about one guy who sold $1.7 billion worth of product in about a 40-minute live stream just yesterday, right? So you think we live in this, you know, post-pandemic world where people are used to shopping online, and if they can see live and then just buy right there on the spot. I don't know. What do you think about this?
I think it's amazing. And what we've noticed on Instagram's accounts, the @shop account and the @creators account, is they're really trying to pass their platforms on to small businesses, people that are selling products, and make it a lot easier for them to make money, but especially during the holiday season, because I know guides have been kind of forgotten, but during the holiday season last year was when they rolled out guides and they showed people how to make holiday gift guides, and they were using it themselves on the @shop account. So I think it's a really great effort to make it a lot easier for people to spend more time on Instagram when doing their holiday shopping, utilizing features like lives, and I'm excited to see how it rolls out.
Folks, one thing that is clear is Instagram and Facebook, both of them obviously part of the same company, are going through a pretty dramatic change. And if you look back just in the last couple of episodes since you and I have been talking, Natasha, there's been enormous change, hasn't there?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's almost like unnerving because us marketers want consistency. We want to know what works and we don't want it to change. But also whenever it changes, it opens up opportunity, right? Because if we can get on it and try to take advantage of it early, there's always an early mover advantage to these changes because the platforms want people to embrace these changes. And we'll go out of their way to make sure those that participate in these changes get a little bit more exposure, for example. So the best way, I think, to really understand and wrap your head around these things is to really come to a place where there's lots of other marketers just like you who are struggling to wrap their head around this and to learn from them and learn from people like Natasha. And that's where I would encourage everybody to consider coming to Social Media Marketing World next spring. We also have a streaming ticket available where if you're not able to travel, you can actually participate live from wherever you are in the world. So check it out at socialmediamarketing.world. And by the way, for those that are listening, if you want to listen to another podcast, be sure to check out my social media marketing podcast. Natasha's been a guest on it. And Natasha also has a podcast called Shine Online. Natasha, if people want to connect with you on Instagram first, where do they get you on Instagram? And then where else do you want them to connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me at Shine with Natasha on Instagram, and shinewithnatasha.com is where you can find some other resources if you're wanting to get more into video or live streaming.
All right, everybody, until next time, may you be super wise with your marketing decisions. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for coming.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.